Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, after her grandfather died, a white feather came from nowhere and landed on her hand. Was it from her grandfather?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share those real ghost stories with us. We love to hear them. Call them in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, you can become a premium subscriber. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, super easy. You can even try it 3 days free, see if you like it. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. Or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon's with me today.
Yes, I am here. It has turned back into winter. We went from 80 degrees yesterday, and then like at, I think, 4 o'clock, it was about 80 degrees. I was up in Lawrence, Kansas, going to the KU basketball game. And when I came out, it was snowing. And it was about, 30.
That's Kansas. Because yesterday, I went over to visit our mom. It was 75. And then I came home and I was working. I went to take Benji for a walk, just had on my sweatshirt. And I'm like, damn. And it was 60. And I was like, it dropped 15 degrees in like 45 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. It got really, really cold overnight. And now I think tomorrow it's supposed to be back up at the 50s, then the 60s, and by the weekend back up into the 70s again. So here we are.
And then also yesterday in Kansas, we call it windy. And it was like 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts. That's in Kansas. That's considered a windy day.
You know what?
If it's 25,
what would happen?
It's breezy.
You know what would happen in Kansas if the wind stopped blowing?
We would all fall over.
Everybody would fall down. That's right.
That's so true.
Oh, you guys, the wind just blows and there is nothing to stop it.
No. So we've got this story today that are my favorite kind of stories. I love these. Everybody's got their things. Pennies. It could be cardinals. It could be feathers. I've heard of a lot of feathers. Butterflies. Like the other day I was sitting here and I have this
hummingbirds.
I have this little sculpture thing on my front porch our mom gave us. And I out of the corner of my eye, I looked out and this cardinal just flew up. Sat on the top of that, just sat there for a minute, and then flew off. And I said out loud, I'm like, thank you. I don't know why I felt like I needed to thank the universe for that, but I found it a very beautiful moment. And this is one of those stories I find this very, very beautiful. Mm-hmm. So it says, I'm from the UK. I recently found your podcast. Haven't stopped listening. This is a short story. It's strange, but it's not scary. I've never been able to get it out of my mind. So I'll fill you in on a little bit of background first, then go into the story. My granddad passed away on the 12th of October in 2009 in the morning quite suddenly, about a month before my birthday. Even though from things he did up until that day before he died, I still personally think he knew something. Excuse me, allergies. I agree with that. I think a lot of times people might not actually know they're going to pass, but I think they have these overwhelming desires to reach out, or they do, because we've heard those stories that they do something, it's like, and then they suddenly died.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I don't know what that is, but I've heard so many stories like that. Still, my mom, being my mom, didn't want to tell me until I'd finished work that evening to make sure that I didn't miss a shift at work. So the mom didn't tell her granddad had passed until she got done working. But I also get that because it's like, she doesn't need to know right now. I'll tell her when she gets home. I have never really understood why, even though she told me that she didn't want me to miss work.
Well, I mean, that would be a good reason. I get it, but it does seem like maybe the grandfather thing. But then again, okay, you got to put it in perspective. You know, the mom is doing the best she can do too.
Right.
You know, she might not have quite been thinking what she would have normally done. You know, her thought might have been, I'll just wait. And, you know, I can't stop right now. And, you know, I don't know. You just don't know where somebody was.
And in her mind, it could be, you know, she's at work. She doesn't need to know until later.
Yeah.
And
And it more of a protection thing
but
for
I get,
her. So.
But I get not knowing at the time would be tough.
Yeah.
Says, I was devastated as I was very close to my granddad. My other granddad had passed away years before, and I remember very little about him. I lived away from home at this point, and I was out in the garden hanging out, washing, about 2 days after his death. Hanging out, washing.
Hanging out the washing?
Maybe that's it. I bet that's it. Hanging out, washing. About 2 days after his death, and out of nowhere, a white feather floated down and landed on my hand and just stayed there like it was glued on. After looking around the garden and checking the air, I couldn't find a bird or anything that might have caused this one feather to appear. I'm not sensitive as far as I know, but I vaguely remember a story about white feathers, meaning an angel is watching over you. I texted my mom and my nan to let them know what had happened, and I still have the feather in a small box. I would have done the exact same thing. The second thing that happened happened a month later, the night before my birthday. I am a lucid dreamer anyway, and have always been, but this one particular night really sticks out because it seems so out of context then. I remember having one of my lucid dreams with no idea what it was about, as I have a different one every night. All of a sudden, my granddad's voice came through loud and clear. Happy birthday, Lucy. I love you. I remember thinking in my dream that it was weird and went back to dreaming. The next morning, I remember waking up and clearly remembering my granddad's voice and what he said, but I remember nothing else about the dream. I'm aware this might have been a dream, but like I said before, even in my dream, I remember thinking that it was weird. I'm keen to hear what you guys think. Nothing else has ever happened to me apart from strange feelings like I'm being watched at my other nan's house where my first granddad passed away in the kitchen. And also there are some stories of an old lady dying in my nan's room where my sister and I used to sleep when we stayed over. We never played upstairs as the feelings were just too strong. That's it. Thanks for reading this story, Lucy. I'm going with her granddad. Wished her happy birthday. I'm going with her granddad. Sent her that feather.
And I think that's quite beautiful. And I did look it up, and feathers do mean a communication, or possibly, at any rate, could mean a communication from a guardian or a spirit from the afterlife.
Yeah, because it's one thing if I'm out in my yard and I come across a bird feather. That happens sometimes. There it is. It would be another thing if I'm sitting in the yard and one feather just happens to land on my hand after my grandfather died. I mean.
Well, and the other thing it says, it could also mean new beginnings. So I'm just throwing that out there. But, you know, here's what I have to say about these things. We could nitpick apart where a feather came from and say, you know, oh, there must have been this bird and it fell down. Maybe. But the fact that it fell down, landed on her hand, she totally got this vibe from it. Right? I'm saying it's a sign.
I think so, too.
Wherever, however it happened to land there.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. And, you know, I just think it's like we've talked about before. It can be a small thing, mm-hmm. but it's just grandpa letting you know he's moved on and that he loves you. And, you know, those dreams that are different.
You do. You do. Know. And you hear it and it's as if it's outside of you, too. It's not like part of the dream. It's like you hear this voice and you're like, where is it coming from? You know, it's kind of outside coming in. And the fact she got up, remembered it the next day and felt very strongly about it. Once again, I'm saying, you know, she's been touched here by something. And I'm thinking her grandfather is, you know, wanting to, you know, make sure she's okay, letting her know that he loves her in these different ways, and take it and hold it close. Mm-hmm.
I love that she kept the flower, the feather.
Yeah. And I, you know, you just hold on to that.
Well, let's go to a caller. Here we go.
Okay.
Hey, Hey guys, this is Karina. I've been wanting to call in for a long time. I have plenty of experiences, but I think I'll start with my favorite one. It's really positive. It was just really awesome to experience at such a young age. I had an aunt that passed away in the year 2007. I was really close with her. This is my dad's sister. She fortunately passed away in a really tragic motorcycle accident in the mountains of Alaska. She had passed away, and when she had passed away, I was in foster care with my two siblings. We got out shortly after and had went to go stay with my dad, and unfortunately at the time, my dad was just struggling really bad with addiction and alcoholism, and he was not coping very well with the loss of my aunt. One night, he was very drunk. I mean, really drunk. He was getting sick. He was completely incoherent but still conscious. And I was about 8 years old, taking care of him. It was probably 3 a.m, rubbing his back. And from the living room couch where we were, while my siblings were sleeping, you can look straight down the hallway and you see my aunt's Poker Run poster with her picture on it. And my dad, he's an artist, so he had drawn out the design for the poster. And I'm sitting there and I just felt so angry that my aunt had left. And out loud, you know, as an eight-year-old girl, watching what's going on with my dad, he's struggling with the loss. And I just remember, I kept saying, why? Why did you go? Like, look at him. This is because of you. And I was young, so I didn't understand. It was my first experience of death with somebody close to me. And I felt more bad for my dad because of what was going on, and I blamed it on her. And for some reason, I had chills. I remember having chills, and I thought because it was cold, but it wasn't. It was the middle of summer. And I looked down that hallway from the couch where my dad and I were. I looked down the hallway, and at first I thought maybe because, you know, we had one of those older lights that are small and they kind of screw into the wall, not hang from the ceiling or anything like that. And I thought, okay, well, maybe I left that light on, but I had taking a closer look, and there was definitely no light. And as I looked longer at it, I was making out a form, but it wasn't like a clear, foggy type of form. I mean, it was a bright form. And my aunt, she always had really, really, really long blonde hair, and that's the first thing I noticed. I was like, okay, I can make that out. And it was almost like rainbow colors, not as bright and just glowing, but I could make out that it was a person. And she was standing, I still to this day believe it was my aunt. This was only a few weeks after her death. And she was standing by the foot of my bed because I had hung her poster for her Poker Run service right above my bed, the foot of my bed. And she was just standing there. What I thought, she was looking at the poster. Now that I'm older and I kind of relive that memory, I feel like as if she was looking at me. I was there trying to help my dad grieve, trying to figure out what was going on. And just, I can't say that I, you know, made eye contact or really even made out a face. But I know it was her form. She was very slender, very tall, and the hair. I will never forget me realizing the moment that I made out that's her hair. I immediately felt calm. I didn't feel any fear. I felt calm, and I almost felt like she wanted to tell me it's okay, you know, that it's okay. She's okay. She passed away peacefully in the hospital after the accident. It was just a hard death for everybody. My family's extremely, extremely religious, and I remember, you know, praying at that moment, thinking I was talking to her. And I really feel like that was the one time I was heard. I'm no longer religious. I don't try and pray or reach out to loved ones in that way. In different ways I do. But yeah, that's my story. I try to make it a little bit simple, pretty quick. First experience I ever had. I have lots of experiences. My husband's mother had passed away when he was 16 and I was 14, so I have lots of cool little stories about that and experiences that have happened. I'll definitely be calling back in. Thank you, guys.
You know, first off, before we even talk about anything paranormal in that story, it just made me so sad. that she was such a young girl and had to go through so much, not only losing an aunt at that age, but her dad dealing with addiction issues, and it's the middle of the night and her dad's incoherent, and that just makes me sad.
Well, and I think you and I can relate to that somewhat when the child has to be the parent, you know, and it's just a very, very difficult situation. And, you know, as a kid, I think I remember just kind of being angry that I was having to do a lot of this for my parents because they seemed unable to manage. And, you know, and as I've gotten older, I just realized it's just not that cut and dried.
No.
You know,
no.
We all carry baggage, and sometimes it becomes overwhelming, even if you're 40 years old. You know, it doesn't just turn off because you get older. And, you know, we just have to give them some grace and love them. And hopefully, you know, they'll be able to come around. And I hope her dad's well now.
Yeah,
but
I do too.
You know, with that said, I hope they've been able to, you know, have a relationship and so forth. You know, and I have a feeling he probably was very close to his sister, and he was really struggling with her death.
I agree.
And because of that, and then the sister showed up, I personally would not be surprised if her aunt isn't with her all the time as a guardian. After her aunt saw how much she was doing for her brother, you know, the daughter was doing for her dad and the aunt's brother, I have a feeling that aunt has been a protector of her for a long, long time.
Because she needed someone in her corner, you know?
I think so. And I think she came back. I think she stood in the hallway to say, I'm here and I will be here.
Oh, it just breaks my heart. But I do like to think that the aunt knew she was, you know, it's like,
The aunt saw.
Yeah.
She knew, you know, that she sure did. And I think that she's been protecting this girl for a long time.
That one got me in my heart today. So if you have a real ghost story, why don't you share it with us? You can write in if you want to. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. You can call in 855-853-4802. And if you want an ad-free version of the show, you get advanced episodes and access to the archive, then become a premium subscriber. Go through Apple Podcasts, try it 3 days free. Or sign up through Patreon/RealGhost, or sign up through Patreon.com/RealGhostStories or at GhostPodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.